rock and roll generation. Rock and roll music. Sweet groovy music. 1961 might have been called the year of the instrumental. Songs like Calcutta became popular as Lawrence Welk revved up his bubble machine for the first time in the pop field. Disc jockeys began referring to these hits as wordless wax. Instrumental hits ran the gamut from Last Night by the Marquise in the rhythm and blues field, to Floyd Kramer's Country and Western on the Rebound, to the Carnegie Hall caliber of Exodus by Ferranti and Teicher. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. Philadelphia was becoming involved so heavily in the music biz that people referred to records as having a Philadelphia sound. It seemed for a while that almost every recording star came from the city of brotherly love. Chubby Checker, Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, the Dovells, and several others. Philadelphia was the place to have a record recorded. And the cradle of liberty became the rock and roll capital of the country. Local Philadelphia high school groups by the hundreds were being formed. Some got snapped up as fast as they were formed, and some even had a few hit records. Yes, Philadelphia was then the town. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. Negro music in the form of R&B began emerging on the pop charts. Many black artists rose to fame that year. The Shirelles, Bobby Lewis, D. Clark.
The raindrops, so many raindrops.
R&B.
It feels like rain.
Black music was now being heard and accepted by a larger audience, both black and white. Another seed was being sown. Shop Around by the Miracles was the beginning of the Motown sound.
And then she said, just because you become a young man.
Motown simply standing for Motor City, naturally being Detroit. Detroit wasn't musically big yet, but more things than automobiles were destined to roll off the assembly lines of Detroit.